I think since there was a long interval, I shall just repeat a little of what we had done last time. As I had said, we are now in the last portion of the Bhagavad Gita, the last six chapters, from 13 to 18. Although the message that was to be given by Shri Krishna to Arjuna has been delivered, the questions of Arjuna have been answered. In some he has been told that all his arguments are based upon a want of most important premise. In his arguments there is no reference to the immortal soul, no reference to the Supreme Divine. And without these two premises, all his arguments prove to be inconclusive and result in dilemmas, perplexities, bewilderment. And therefore, if you supply these two premises, the answer is that that action is the right action which is determined by the Supreme Divine. The Supreme Divine has decided in favor of this war. He has decided the role that Arjuna has to play in that war. And in his obedience to this will, there is a supreme good. Therefore, he should fight. This is the basic answer that is now given already at the end of the 12th chapter. In doing so, Shri Krishna has expounded in detail in an ascending manner the exposition of the Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga and the synthesis of all the three. And he has proposed that it is only when the three are synthesized that one attains to the highest action, Amritam Dharma, the immortal Dharma. And one who is devoted to this Amritam Dharma, and this cannot be done without the supreme bhakti. So one who is endowed with that supreme bhakti, he is dearest to the Supreme Lord. Others are dear, but dearer than all those is the one who performs Amritam Dharma, which synthesizes karma, bhakti and jnana, and devotes himself to this immortal Dharma. He is the dearest. What then remains now to be told? What is the significance of the rest of the Bhagavad Gita? If the questions have been answered, what remains now? What remains is a full exposition of the psychological condition which is obtained when one attains to Amritam Dharma. That is the last word of the 12th chapter, and that word requires a further definition and elucidation. How to expound this? (Clears throat) If you study these last six chapters, you find that a very special standpoint has been taken to expound this important concept of Amritam Dharma, of the immortal Dharma. What is that standpoint? First of all, it summarizes once again the totality of Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga. Very briefly, in a very compact manner, secondly, in these last six chapters, some of the important secrets which have not been expounded earlier, something that is of highest importance, he stated in a manner that is very striking and which reveals the highest message ultimately that is to be delivered to Arjuna. Very often it is said that the highest message of the Gita is to do one's action without expecting the fruits of the action. But this is only the first message, not the last message. The last message comes only at the end of the, towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, when Sri Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. This is the last and supreme message of the Gita. Give up all the dharmas. Amritam Dharma is something that transcends all other dharmas. Because other dharmas are not Amrita, they are not immortal. They are transitory, temporary, provisional. So all those dharmas are to be renounced. They can be renounced only when you synthesize knowledge, action and bhakti. Until you have crossed this path and synthesize all the three paths, you will not be able to give up all the dharmas. And then you realize that your total being gets submitted automatically to the Supreme Lord. And in that condition, the divine action proceeds automatically.